我们也应该在信仰上要有属灵的建造。
We also need a spiritual building as well.
我们来看哥林多，哥罗西书。
If we look at the book of Colossians.
我们来看哥罗西书。
If we look at the book of Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们从第六节看。
Starting from verse 6.
哥林多前书，哥罗西书，第二章。
Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7.
六七，你念。
Verse 6, As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Verse 7, Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving.
这边告诉我们。
And here it tells us.
当我们接受主耶稣基督。
That after we have received Jesus Christ,
我们应当尊他而行。
That we need to put him first in our lives.
在他里面生根建造。
That we need to be rooted and built up in him.
信心坚固。
That we need to be established in the faith.
正如你们感谢的心更增长。
That you may abound in it with thanksgiving.
生根建造。
And so to be rooted and built up,
这是我们应该要去追求的。
This is something we ought to pursue.
根是扎在里面。
The root is rooted inside.
你看不到。
You cannot see it.
这是隐藏的。
And it is hidden.
那建造是外显的。
The part that is built up is on the outer side, outside.
主耶稣在登山宝训里面。
And Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount.
从马太福音第五章到第七章
，and starting from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7.
那最后主耶稣在结论的时候讲到
，and in his conclusion, Jesus says,
如果我们听到他的话去遵行的人
，that whoever hears the saying of mine and does them,
那就像人把根基立在磐石上
，I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock.
今天我们的信仰。
And the same today with our faith.
是建立在这个基督的磐石上。
It is built on the rock of Jesus Christ.
那这个磐石当然就是要在真道上扎根。
And so this rock needs to be built on the foundation of the truth, or rooted in the truth.
有时候我们人跟人当然都很好。
And of course, we might have good interpersonal relationships.
因为他关心我，他带领我。
Because he cares for me, so therefore he leads me.
但是我们要把这个信仰扎根在基督里面。
But we need to root our faith in Jesus Christ.
人互相关怀，彼此鼓励带导，这是需要的。
And of course, it is absolutely necessary for us to encourage one another and build each other up.
但是我们要在信仰上扎根。
But we need to be rooted in the faith.
是在基督里面。
And we need to be rooted in Christ Jesus.
能够生根，能够建造。
Then we may be rooted and we may be built up.
是根基立在磐石上。
And so it needs to be built on the rock.
所以路加福音
，and so Luke，
他同样讲这个道理
，and Luke talks about the same teaching，
跟马太福音第七章所说的是一样
，and it is the same as in Matthew chapter 7。
但是路加福音讲的这一句话也很特别
，and so what is recorded in Luke is very unique。
他教导我们的是你要深深挖地。
And so it tells us that we need to be deeply rooted.
而且要安好根基。
And we need to be stably rooted.
看路加福音第六章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 6.
四十八节。
Verse 48.
说你要深深挖地，安好根基。
And so we need to dig deep and lay the foundation on the rock.
如果你的根是浅的。
If your foundation is very shallow,
就像耶稣讲的那个撒种的比喻
and just like the parable of sowing the seeds,
你种子撒在路边，灰鸟咬了就走了
and if your seed is sown on the wayside, then the birds can take it up and eat it away.
种子如果撒在石头地，土很浅嘛，试炼太阳一晒。也就枯干了。
And then if the seed falls onto dry soil, then it can be dried up by the sun and then wither away.
如果种子撒在荆棘里面。
But if the seed is thrown, sown into the thorns,
那就是今生失利，钱财迷惑。
Then we will be caught up and strangled by the ways of life.
就勒住了这个人的心呐。
And so we have been, our hearts have been bound.
所以你这个种子，你要撒好土地，而且能够扎根。
And so the seed must be sown in good soil, and it must be rooted deeply.
啊，不然雨淋、风吹、水冲就倒塌了。
Or unless the wind comes or the rain will make it fall down.
所以根基要立在磐石上。
And so the root, the foundation must be on the rock.
这是我们要去追求的。
And this is something we need to pursue.
所以建造，我们要去思想。
And so we need to think and consider how we need to build.
那诗篇127篇
In Psalm 127,
他又强调一句话就是看守。
And so it says that it emphasizes the watchman.
什么叫看守?
What does it mean to guard?
我们再从创世纪看看过来。
And when we look from Genesis,
神造人就是在伊甸园。
That God created man in the Garden of Eden.
他在这个里面呢，是神应许的祝福。
And so in it, there is a blessing within it.
但是神给人有一个责任。
But God entrusted man with a responsibility.
就是你要修理，要看守。
That you must watch over it, and you must work and take care of it.
今天不是说在伊甸园里面很忙。
It's not to say that it is so busy in the Garden of Eden.
园中的果树你都可以吃
that you can eat of all the fruits and vegetables
但是善恶树上的果子不能吃
but you cannot eat of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
神给人是极大的恩典
and so God gave man such great blessings
但是善恶树上的果子不能吃
but the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil
这是神给人的一个规范
this is a restriction, a rule that God has given to man
那今天人要顺服遵守神的话
and so today man must submit and follow the words of God
但是我们要明白
but we need to understand
撒旦借着蛇
that Satan used the snake
他引诱夏娃
and the serpent
引诱始祖
tempted Eve and Eve tempted our ancestor
他试探
and they fell into temptation
说神启示真的这样说吗
and the serpent tested them is that what God truly said
然后牵动人的心呢、啊、
and they move the heart of man
把你的心拉到哪里去
and to pull your heart to where
把你拉拉你离开神的话
to pull your heart away from the word of God
所以他会说神启示真的这样说
And so the serpent will question, did God really say this?
所以他会把神的话改变
And so he will twist the words of God
改变的时候人的心会动摇啊
And so when he twists the word of God, it shifts your heart
诶神真的这样说
Did God really say this?
难道这样不可以吗
Can we really not do this?
哦那样也没关系啊
And so maybe it's okay to do this
只要我喜欢有什么不可以
As long as I like it, why not?
但是我们人要有一种心智
But a man needs a determination.
你凡事都可行，不都有益处。
That all things are lawful, but not all things are beneficial.
凡事都可行，不都造就人。
But not all things are permissible, but not all things are advantageous.
你无论吃喝，你要荣耀神来行啊。
Whether we eat or drink, we need to do it for the glory of God.
当我们得罪神了。
And when we sin against God,
违背神的旨意。
And we go against the commands of God,
我们要去留心。
We need to be careful.
也要转意。
And we need to return.
你要修理看守。
You need to guard yourself.
看守什么?
And what do we need to guard ourselves?
看守我们的心思意念。
And we have to guard our thoughts and our the thoughts of our hearts.
人的心思意念，如果你没有看守好。
And if you do not guard your hearts of your, the thoughts of your hearts and mind.
很容易受牵引的。
Then you can easily be led astray.
所以这个雅各书这样写。
And so the book of James tells us,
看雅各书第一章
James chapter 1,
雅各书第一章十三节
James chapter 1 verse 13,
人被试探、不可说我被神试探，神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
Verse 13, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone.
试探从哪里来?
So where does temptation come from?
从恶者来。
It comes from the evil one.
神他试炼人的时候是造就他。
And so when God tests man, it is to edify him.
魔鬼是试探人，是败坏一个人。
And so when Satan tempts someone, he is to corrupt them and make them fall.
但是当人落在试探里面的时候
，But when man falls into temptation,
如果你没有警觉
，If you have no feeling, no realization,
你没有看守好
，And if you do not guard yourself,
而且你没有去查验
，And you do not experience test,
你落在这个试探的网罗里面
，And you are trapped in the bondage of temptation.
有时候你就会落在无知。败坏灭亡之中
，that you will fall into foolishness, corruption, and death，
而且会被许多的愁苦刺透
，and you will be pierced by many sufferings。
所以十四节讲
，and so verse 14 tells us，
人被试探是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑
，but each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed。
什么叫做私欲
？And so what does it mean tempted？
你今天吃喝玩乐。
Today, when you eat, drink, and play,
人有正常的生活
啊。Man has an ordinary life.
但是当你的生活当中已经超越了范围。
But when your life, your actions have already stepped out of the boundaries of God.
你的欲望是贪。
And your desires are greedy.
你贪财、贪色、贪念。
And you are greedy for money, greedy for sex, and you're greedy for power.
已经是私欲。
And it is already,
是偏差错误的欲望
You're already drawn away And then you have already been pulled into desire
你有欲望没有错啊
It is true that you have desires
但是当你贪的时候
But when you are greedy
所以圣经里面说为什么百姓在基伯罗哈他瓦灭亡
And so, the Bible asks why were the people destroyed at Cherith Ravine
叫做贪欲
And they were tempted.
那保罗写这个提摩太前后书的时候
，And so Paul wrote First and Second Timothy.
说有人是贪财
，And he said that some people were greedy for money.
叫做贪财
，They were greedy for money.
钱财可以用
，They were greedy for you can use money.
哦，因为钱虽然不是万能的
，And even though money is not for all people.
你没有钱也万万不能。
If you do not have money, you cannot do certain things.
但是钱你要取之有道。
But when you gain money, you need to do it rightfully.
你当得的份。
The portion that you deserve.
你正经事业。
That you have done in your, you have accomplished in your career.
你要取之有道。
You have to do it rightfully.
如果你是贪财。
And if you're greedy for money,
你去赌博
and you gamble,
或者挥霍的行为
or you do illegal means,
这个都是贪财变成万恶之根
and so this becomes outside the boundary of God.
这个叫做人被试探是被私欲牵引诱惑
and so this means that you have been drawn away and given us the desire and enticed.
那什么叫做牵引
and what does it mean to be drawn away?
牵引的意思叫做网罗陷阱。
It means to be pulled away.
魔鬼他会引诱人的时候，是把你拉到一个网罗陷阱里面去。
And so when Satan entices you away, he puts you into a pit.
那诱惑是什么
？And what is temptation?
诱惑就是钓饵，钓鱼的钓饵。
It means you have been hooked. That you have when you are fishing, you hook a fish.
它叫做诱惑。
And that is temptation.
它给你一点点的好处
Enticed. And so it gives you a little bit of benefit.
哦，就是红豆汤，你就把长子名分卖掉啊。
That for a bowl of red bean soup, you're willing to give away your birthright.
一点点的好处
And so even just a small benefit.
就是诱饵啦
And that is enticed.
叫做牵引诱惑
It means to be drawn away enticed.
所以你要看守你的心啊。
And so we need to guard our hearts.
所以这边说，你的私欲如果被牵引诱惑，你的私欲就开始怀胎了。
And so when you are drawn away by desires and enticed, then it your desire has conceived.
什么叫做怀胎
？What does it mean to be conceived?
怀胎就是会引发你的动机了。
It will cause you to change your motivation.
你这个动机如果是试探。
And so if your motivation is temptation,
是罪恶的。
It is sinful.
你要远离。
You need to run away from it.
你不可给魔鬼留地步。
That you cannot give Satan a foothold.
私欲怀胎之后，他会生出罪。
That after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin.
那罪长成就生出死。
And when sin is full grown, it brings forth death.
所以十六节讲。
So verse 16 it says.
亲爱的弟兄，不要看错了。
And so, my beloved brethren, do not be deceived.
我们要有属灵的智慧跟是非善恶判断的能力。
And so, we need to have spiritual wisdom to discern between right and wrong.
这个就是不要看错。
And so, we should not be deceived.
你不要被愚弄。
That we should not be drawn away.
所以圣经讲说，你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切。
And so the Bible says that we need to guard our hearts above all things.
一生的果效由心发出了。
For from it spring the fruits of life.
所以我们的心你要看守好。
And so we need to guard our hearts.
如果你没有看守好，就好像一个城的城墙毁坏了。
And so it is, if you do not guard your hearts, it is like a city without a wall that is destroyed.
看箴言。
And let's look at Proverbs.
箴言25章。
Proverbs chapter 25.
箴言25章。
Proverbs chapter 25.
28节。
Verse 28.
25章28节。
Proverbs 25 verse 28.
人不自乎己心，就好像毁坏的城邑。没有强援，所以你要看守。
And so we need to guard our hearts.
所以心你要看守好。
And so we need to guard our hearts.
这个就是圣经教导我们的。
And this is a teaching of the Bible.
你不要给魔鬼留地步。
That we should not leave a foothold for Satan.
所以我们要留意我们的心。
And so we need to be careful of our hearts.
能够保守。
That we need to preserve it.
看守好。
And to guard it.
另外我们刚刚有谈到我们不是只看硬体建造。
And so before we mention that, we not only look at the hardware.
也要重视软体建造。
We need to also emphasize the building of the software.
今天很多家庭面对危机。
And so many families encounter difficulties.
因为家庭表面化。
Because from a perspective of family.
物质化跟自由化。
And
表面就是说，大家虽然住在同一个屋檐下，但是因为忙碌的生活，夺走了彼此之间能够有一个相处的机会。
And so, even though a family might live under the same house, they might go their separate ways.
把本来原本是一个有生命有爱的家庭。
What once a household that once had love and life.
建立在一个物质的建筑的空壳上面。
But they are built on the empty shell of a house.
那这个家庭变成表面化。
And so it merely becomes superficial.
你好，我好，大家都好。
I am good, you are good, everyone's well.
但是各忙各的。
And everyone is busy with their own things.
生活中有时候没有交集啊。
And sometimes their lives, they do not interact with one another.
有时候因为物质的丰裕。
Because of the abundance of material blessings.
但是并没有带来心灵的满足。
But it does not bring fulfillment of the heart.
人活着不是只有肉体的吃喝。
That man lives not only for the eating of the food and drinking of drinks.
心灵的平安喜乐也是很重要。
But it's important for the peace and joy of the heart to be filled.
当然家是要安定的。
And of course a home must be stable.
家是要经营的。
And it must be fulfilling.
家也是要管理的。
And you need to watch and maintain your house.
家更要看守。
And we need to guard our hearts, our families.
今天魔鬼他打击一个人。
And so when Satan attacks someone,
他不但攻击你的内心世界。
He not only attacks the part of your heart.
他也会攻击你的家庭。
But he will also attack your family.
本来家庭是美好幸福的。
And so originally family is very good and very blessed.
可是家里的人如果是虚情假意。
But if a person has a bad heart,
如果没有良善,
and there's no good inside,
心中充满强暴,
and they are filled with violence,
而且没有亲情不检验, 没有亲情又不检验,
oh, and they're not vigilant,
我们来看提摩太后书。
If we look at 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
三章第一节。
2 Timothy chapter 3.
这边说末世有危险的日子。
Verse 1, that there are perilous times in the end days.
那这个危险的日子不是战争，也不是地震，也不是台风、龙卷风。
And so these perilous times are not earthquakes or hurricanes.
这个危险是道德败坏。
It is perilous times because of the corruption of moral standards.
所以这个危险会形成家庭的危机。
And so perilous times will affect the family.
因为人自私嘛。
Because man is very conceited.
只顾自己啊。
They only care about themselves.
贪财啊。
They are greedy.
自夸。
They boast.
哦，狂傲谤读。
And so they are slanderers.
违背父母。
They go against their parents.
而且忘恩负义。
And so they are haughty.
心不圣洁，没有亲情不检验。
And so they do not have the form of godliness.
好说谗言。
And so they
性情凶暴。
And they are very violent.
这些都是末世危险的时候家庭面对的危机啦。
And so these are the dangers that families face in the last days.
我们再看耶利米书。
We look at the book of Jeremiah.
第十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
耶利米书十章。
Jeremiah chapter 10.
十章的第二十节。
Verse 20.
这边说我的帐篷毁坏，我的绳索折断，我的儿女离我出去没有了。
And here it says, My tent is plundered and my cords are broken. All my children have gone from me and they are no more.
没有人支搭帐篷，也没有人挂起幔子。
And there is no one to pitch my tent anymore or set up my curtains.
这一节经文可以说是一个家庭，一个破碎的一个图画了。
And so here it is a depiction of a broken family.
人活在世上就是寄居的。
And so man is merely a guest while they a sojourner in this world.
这个帐篷就像一个家。
And our tent is like a home.
它可以避风避雨。
They can withstand rain and wind.
也可以遮太阳。
And it can also shade you from the sun.
但是当帐篷毁坏，家不像家。
But when the tent is plundered, a home is no longer a home.
绳索折断，没有联系嘛。
And so when the cords are broken, there's no continuation.
如果儿女离家出走，这个家没有吸引力。
And so when the parents leave home and there is no attraction for them to come back to.
所以这个家是空空的。
And so the house becomes empty.
没有爱，没有生命。
There is no life, there is no love.
表面化，形式化。
And from a outside perspective.
物质化。
From a physical standpoint,
现在这个家是自由化。
This family is all very independent.
现在这个同性结婚多元成家。
And so now there is a homosexual marriage.
这也是对家庭的危机跟面临的考验。
And this is also a very danger, a great danger to our family.
一个很大的试探。
It is a great temptation.
当然，我们今天基督徒敬畏神。
And so, of course, as Christians, we fear God.
但是我们也要关怀我们的下一代。
But we also have to watch after our next generation.
当这个社会环境变化的时候。
And so, when the climate changes,
我们应该要建立我们的孩子有这种家庭伦理道德观念。
We need to make sure our children have this moral standard.
圣经里面讲到神设立婚姻。
And so in the Bible it says that God established marriage.
这个婚姻是神祝福的。
And this marriage is blessed by God.
神的安排，神的赏赐。
It is according to the arrangement of God and according to the blessing of God.
你在上有父母。
And above you, your previous generations, you have parents.
你有兄弟姐妹。
You have brothers and sisters.
你有儿女，有儿孙。
You have children.
神祝福每个家庭。
And so God has blessed every family.
本来家庭都要看守好。
And so the family must be guarded.
但是如果这个家庭没有看守好。
But if the family is not guarded.
这个家庭就会支离破碎。
This family will be broken.
所以有时候我们会谈到说，这个婚姻的问题。
And so we often discuss marital problems.
你要尊重婚姻。
That you must honor marriage.
婚前要保守，婚后也要保守。
That we need to preserve ourselves before marriage, and we need to preserve ourselves after marriage.
神祝福婚姻，也祝福家庭。
That God has blessed marriage, and God has blessed family.
所以圣经告诉我们说，你要好好管理自己的家。
And so the Bible says that we need to put in order our families.
当然人结婚之后就成家。
And of course, after someone gets married, they have to establish a family.
那结婚之后成家了。
And after they get married, they have established a family.
那不是结婚就好了。
It's not enough to be married.
圣经说你们做丈夫的。
And so the Bible says husbands.
你们做妻子的。
And those who are wives,
你们做父母的
as parents,
你们做儿女的
as children,
他都强调一句话
and there is an emphasis,
你做什么
and whatever you do,
你要像什么
and what you should be like,
你的岗位在哪里啊
where is your status?
如果你没有知道自己的岗位
if you don't know where you belong,
你的角色没有办法扮演得很好
and you cannot play your role,
所以有的人认为结婚很简单。
Some people feel that marriage is very easy.
没有做喜欢就结婚了。
Yes, it's good that if you want to, you can get married.
要结婚的时候。
That when you get married.
什么海枯石烂都可以讲。
You can say anything you want.
山盟海誓，海枯石烂，什么话都可以讲。
You can say whatever you want.
就是海都枯干了，石头烂掉了哈。
Even if the sea were drained dry and the
海不会枯干，石头也不会烂啊。
Rocks deteriorated, but
山盟海誓，什么话都可以说的。
Then you can say whatever you want.
但是问题是，结了婚以后呢
？But the problem is after marriage.
人有时候会变。
People change.
所以要看守你的心。
And so we have to guard our hearts.
也要看守你的家。
And you have to guard your families.
有人说，这个想结婚是自己独立。
Some people say that if you want to be married, you have to be independent.
想离婚是儿女已经独立了。
And so that if you want to get divorced, it is when the children are independent.
那这个观念对吗
？Is this concept correct?
变成说他忍受这个家庭夫妻的生活
，and it seems that they are trying to endure this marriage, this family life.
不得不把孩子抚养长大
，that I have to raise, I reluctantly raise my children.
孩子独立了，夫妻就分开了。
That once my children are independent, then I can divorce my spouse.
那这也是很不幸啊。
And this is not right.
想结婚是因为看上眼
，it is you get married because you like someone.
那今天想离婚是因为看走眼了。
And you do not want to get, then you get divorced because you see someone else.
所以这个夫妻有时候好是好的。
And so for couples, they are good.
但是如果不好的时候。
But when there is bad.
争吵。
There's arguing.
所以有人说哦，女人吵架的时候记性最好。
They say that women, when they argue, they have the best memory.
男人吵架的时候耐性最差。
That when men argue, they have the worst endurance.
这个就是人的一种习惯性。
And this is the natural being of a person.
你以前想结婚天长地久。
And so when you wanted to get married, you were able to cope with all things.
现在想离婚就是我们还能撑多久。
When you want to get divorced, the question is
赶快结束,
how long can we cope
各走各的路?
With this? Let's just end it as soon as possible so we can go our separate ways.
所以有些时候，人的心没有看守好，就会有很多变化。
And so if you do not guard your hearts, a man's heart can easily change.
这个变化当中啊就会出很多问题。
And in the course of the changing of the heart, many problems arise.
有一次我从报纸上看到一篇报道。
And one time I saw an article in a newspaper.
这个报道上这样写。
And this report said.
说有一对夫妻啊。有一对夫妻啊。
And so there's a couple.
这一对夫妻哦。 本来生活很好的。
They had a very good life.
也很相爱。
And they loved one another.
但是结婚20年后，开始吵架了。
But after 20 years, they started to fight with one another.
结果吵架的时候。
And then in the midst of arguing.
刚好那一段时间哦。
And during that time.
他们家就是特别养了一只鹦鹉。
鹦鹉。
一只鸟啦、
oh, and so、
养一只鹦鹉
they,
这一只鸟
and so they had a bird they raised a
跟他们生活很久了
and they lived together very long
客人进门这个鹦鹉会打招呼的
and so when a guest enters bird will greet the guest
因为他们都有教了教这一只鹦鹉要客人来要问好客人走要再见、哦
because they train the bird to greet the guests when they come in and to bid them farewell when they leave
这个家也觉得、哎、这个有羊这个鹦鹉也 很有趣
and so it's very good to raise a parrot
可是因为这个夫妻吵架了
but because this couple was fighting
结果吵到一段时间以后
and after a period of fighting
有一天刚好夫妻刚好出去玩
one time the couple went out to
play
and they were not home
结果、这个有邮差送东西来
and the mailman delivered some mail
结果邮差一按铃的时候
and when the mailman rang the doorbell
这个鹦鹉就回应了
then the parrot responded
说我不听
I won't listen to you
所以没有听到按铃的声音
and so he didn't hear the sound of the doorbell
这邮差又问说有人在家吗
and so the mailman asked, is someone home?
这个鹦鹉回答说, 你给我闭嘴。
The parrot said, you shut up.
那个邮差又说, 有挂号包裹来。
And the mailman said, there is a package here for you.
这个鹦鹉回答说, 关我什么屁事。
And the parrot said, what business is this of mine?
诶,这个邮差说, 你拿印章来领啊。
And so the mailman said, I need a signature.
结果那个鹦鹉给他回答说，我懒得理你了。
Then the parrot responded, I'm just going to
ignore you. 邮差以为是有人啊，说你要开门啊。
And so the mailman thought someone was home and said, you have to open the door.
这个鹦鹉说，我偏偏不要。
And he says, the parrot responded, no way.
那个邮差又讲，不然你到邮局去领了。
And then the mailman said, fine, go to the post office to pick up.
结果那鹦鹉就回答说，你给我滚。
So the parrot said, fall down.
这个邮差又想，我今天是招谁惹谁了？我今天惹了谁了？
Oh, and so the mailman asked, who have I upset today?
结果那鹦鹉就回答说，你活该了。
And the parrot said, you deserve it.
所以邮差想一想，怎么这样子？
And so the mailman said, what is this?
想说，我要走了。
And so the mailman said, I'm leaving.
结果那个鹦鹉说，你走了就不要再回来。
And then the parrot said, if you go, don't come back.
这个是报纸上写的啦, 哦。
And this is an article in the newspaper.
这个鹦鹉把那个夫妻吵架的话都记起来。
The parrot repeated memorized all the words of the fights of the couple.
那如果这样的话,夫妻吵架,孩子也会记起来。
And so if this is the case, then children will remember when their parents argue.
所以都是伤害。
And it is all a lot of hurt.
所以夫妻一定要相爱，对孩子才是正面教义。
And so the couples need to show love to one another, which is a positive reinforcement for their children.
夫妻如果不懂得珍惜
And so if couples do not know to treasure one another,
这个家庭的生活
this family life,
有时候彼此之间不但是伤害对孩子
They hurt not only do they hurt one another, but they also harm
the children. 有时候会留下不能磨灭的痕迹。
And they leave behind scars that do not heal.
有一对夫妻吵架。
There was a couple that was fighting.
不讲话了。
They stopped speaking to one another.
这个爸爸就叫那个孩子说，你去跟妈妈讲。
And so the father would tell the child, go tell your mother.
妈妈就说，你去跟爸爸讲。
And the mother would tell the child, talk to the father.
这个小孩子变成父母的传令兵。
And so the child became a messenger between the parents.
他又觉得很奇怪。
And so he was very confused.
明明爸爸妈妈就站在对面而已，还要叫我去讲。
And he was curious why my mother and father were standing side by side, and yet I have to be the messenger in between.
结果夫妻吵架了。
And so the couple started fighting.
都不讲话。
And then they stopped talking to another.
留字条在家里。
They started to leave messages for one another.
她丈夫回家的时候，
and so when the husband came back,
看到妻子不在家，
they saw that the wife was not home.
结果那个字条上面写，
and the message said,
晚餐在亨顿大前150页。
And so dinner is...
晚餐在那一本书啦，亨顿大前150页。
And so dinner is on page 150 of this book, cookbook.
你的宵夜在240页。
And your snack is on another page 140.
哇，这个丈夫头大了，没有人煮饭啦。
And so the husband was very angry, saying, no one is cooking for me.
只有留字条在那里。
And it was just a message, a note.
家庭生活不是这样子的。
And this is not how a family should be.
大家要坦诚。
Everyone needs to speak honestly and openly.
要用心。
And they need to speak from their hearts.
用爱去经营。
And they need to...
用智慧去管理啊。
And try to use love and wisdom to maintain their household.
我们看箴言。
We look at Proverbs.
箴言的十五章
，Proverbs chapter 15。
箴言十五章
，Proverbs chapter 15。
十五章十五节
，Proverbs chapter 15 verse 15。
少有财宝敬畏神，强如多有财宝烦乱不安。十六节哈，十七节
，17。
吃素菜彼此相爱，强如吃回牛彼此相恨。家要相爱。
And so a home is where there should be love.
再看十四章。
We look at chapter 14.
十四章的第一节。
Verse 1.
智慧妇人建立家，是愚妄妇人亲手拆毁。家要看守啊。
And so we need to build up our house.
你如果没有好好看守就拆毁了。
If you do not build up your house, you are destroying it.
所以要用智慧好好看守好。
And so we need to use wisdom to build up our house.
家庭要经营管理。
And so our house, we need to guard it and to maintain it.
所以圣经里面教导我们。
And so the Bible tells us.
这个夫妻生活五个原则。
There are five basic standards in a marriage.
看彼得前书第三章。
If we look at 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
1 Peter chapter 3.
第一节到第七节。
Verses 1 through 7.
这边有教导我们。
And so here it teaches us.
丈夫要感化妻子。
That husbands must love
their wives. 妻子感化丈夫。
Okay. Wives must be submissive to their husbands.
因为丈夫没有信主啊。
Because the husbands, they do not believe.
那夫妻之间就是要用好的品德去感化对方啊。
And so they need to use good conduct to move one another.
感化有个性上的感化。
There is to be won over is through
personality. 行为上的感化。
And there is also through conduct.
也有信仰上的感化。
And there is a spiritual winning over.
如果能够这样做，
And if we can do this,
要引导全家来信主，
that we can lead the entire family to believe.
这也是神给我们的责任跟使命啊。
And this is the responsibility and the commission that Jesus Christ has given to us.
那第二节到第六节啊，
And from verses 2 to 6,
谈到这个内在跟外在，
It talks about the outer self and the inward self.
属灵的装饰，
There's the spiritual adornment.
表示说夫妻生活之间要彼此欣赏。
That between husbands and wives, they need to admire one another.
你包容他的缺点，欣赏他的优点。
And so you endure and you be patient with their weak points and admire their good points.
你纪念对方的好处，你也要担当他的难处。
And so you must remember the other person's good points and then be patient with their weak points.
那第七节说夫妻要按情理同住。
And so in verse 7 says that they must live together with understanding.
夫妻生活要有情有理。
And so there must be understanding and there must be compromise.
情放在理的前面。
That understanding comes first.
要用知识生活。
That you need to live with wisdom.
要互相体贴。
And you must be loving and patient with one another.
这里说他比你软弱。
That here it says that they are weaker.
哪一方有软弱，哪一方就要担当他。
And so whoever is weaker, we must endure.
刚强的要帮助软弱的。
That the stronger must help the weaker.
而且夫妻要互相敬重。
And so they must honor one another.
并且要彼此代祷。
And they must pray for one another.
所以这里面教导我们学习的。
And so here it tells us how we, what we can learn
就是彼此感化。
And so we must treat each other honorably.
而且能够彼此欣赏。
And we must admire one another.
并且能够彼此体贴。
And we must be loving towards one another.
也能够彼此敬重。
And we must honor one another.
而且要彼此代祷。
And we must pray for one another.
家庭从夫妻先建立起来。
Family is built up first from a couple.
夫妻相爱，孝敬父母。
And when a married couple loves each other, they also
honor
the parents.
跟公婆，这是必然的。
And as well as their in-laws.
夫妻能够相爱，孩子才有美好的教育。
And so when a married couple loves one another, then the children have the best education.
因为是共同承受生命之恩。
Because together they are heirs of the grace of life.
这个家要看守好。
And so they must build up this house well.
因为它是生命共同体啊。
Because they are together heirs as the grace of life.
因为结了婚以后。
Because after marriage.
两人就是一体嘛。
That the two become one body.
我们很多人带到麦当劳去。有些人带小朋友哈、
哦、，Some people take their children
到麦当劳。
Oh, they take their children to McDonald's.
麦当劳里面有那个薯条跟那个番茄酱。
There are French fries and ketchup in McDonald's.
我们人哈、哦，夫妻也像薯条跟番茄酱哎。
Married couple is like ketchup and French fries.
我们不能只强调自己啊。
We cannot emphasize ourselves.
你如果那个。马铃薯不切条，削皮切条，油炸之后，怎么会那么香？好吃的油薯条呢？
If we do not take the potato, skin it, cut it, and fry it, how can you have French fries?
你如果原来的番茄也只有圆圆的，也没有什么味道。
If you only have the tomatoes, it is just round and has no flavor.
但是当它被压挤、炸了，被它挤成。有味道的这个番茄酱的时候
but once it is crushed and it is made into a tasty ketchup,
这个两者之间的搭配就是最美好的搭配了。
And this the complementing of one another is the best arrangement.
这个也是告诉我们
And so this tells us,
我们人、哦、有时候要破碎自己了。
It tells us that man needs to break himself down.
不要只强调自我。
That we cannot just emphasize ourselves.
要去想一想说，诶，我能够帮他什么，为他做什么。
We have to think, how can we help the other person? What can I do for them?
你懂得分享，也懂得分担。
That you know how to be compassionate for one another and learn how to share.
这样彼此都得到益处。
And so both sides benefit from this.
但是现在这个时代，人强调的是自我。
But in this generation, everyone emphasizes themselves.
哦，我要怎么样？
This is what I want to do.
你要对我怎么样？
This is how you ought to treat me.
而没有想到说我应该对你怎么样？
We do not think of what should I do for you.
所以夫妻要像薯条跟番茄酱是绝配的。
So we couples need to be like ketchup and French fries.
这样生活才会完美。
Then life will be very beautiful.
圣经的道理也是告诉我们这样啊。
And so this is what the Bible teaches us.
你要用爱去经营，用智慧去管理。
And so we need to build it up in love and guard it with love.
有一次我遇到一个长辈，他说：“你知道这个餐厅喜宴吃饭的时候，哦。”
And so one time I met and was talking to an elder, someone older than me, who said, "Oh, when you eat at a banquet in a restaurant."
哦，为什么那个餐厅里面哦有一道菜都一定会出龙虾的？
Why is that there's always a dish with lobster?
说，哎，那龙虾本来就要出来的啊。
Because lobster, you have to serve it.
他说哦，他就告诉你了。
And they said.
结婚以前哦，眼睛要睁亮一点。结婚以前。
So before marriage, you need to.
订婚以前啊。
Before you are engaged, you need to open your eyes wide.
但是结了婚以后哦，有些事情不要太计较，看得太清，你就睁一只眼闭一只眼，装聋作瞎，所以一定要吃龙虾。
So after you get married, you need not to observe everything so clearly. So you just keep one eye open, one eye closed, and so eat lobster.
哦，这是华人有这样的一个习惯。
And so this is a tradition that Chinese people have.
但是也不一定说结婚那一道菜都有龙虾。
But it doesn't mean that
生活当中应该要去调整自己。
And so it doesn't mean that we just eat lobster when we get married, but our lives need to be adjusted.
好好看守我们的心，也要看守我们的家。
So we need to guard our hearts as well as guard our families.
我们看诗篇。
If we look at Psalms.
101篇。
Psalm 101.
诗篇101篇。
Psalm 101.
101篇第二节。
Verse 2.
这边说要用完全的心行完全的道。
And so here it says, I will behave wisely in a perfect way.
而且要行在家里面。
And I will walk within my house.
完全的心。
With a perfect heart.
行完全的道。
And to walk in a perfect way.
有些事情你要往好的方面去想。
And certain things we need to think of in a positive way.
哦，不要想得很负面了。
We should not think of it in a negative way.
如果你想得很负面哦。
And if we think in a negative aspect.
心情都不愉快的。
Then we will never be happy.
有一次我从报纸上看到一个小故事。
I once read a small story from a newspaper.
他说哦，有一个乡下的老伯伯啊。
And so there was an old man who lived in the countryside.
工作生活都很勤劳。
And normally he was very diligent in his labor.
他也种很多田地。
And he grew many things in his field.
后来因为那个地方发展了，他土地卖了。
And because that place became very prosperous and he sold
his field. 所以他就没有像以前那么辛苦。
And so he didn't labor as much as he did before.
所以以前都是穿很简单的衣服。
And so he used to wear very plain and simple clothes.
哇，现在出门哦，就开始可以穿西装了。
But now when he went out, he could wear a suit.
乡下人从来没有穿过西装啊。
Those who live in countryside never
wore a suit. 所以他就很高兴去做了一套西装，想要去参加朋友的一个宴会。
And so had a custom-made suit, and then he went to attend an event with a friend.
但是西装做好了。
And when the suit was made,
有时候要量裤子，也要看多长。
You have to measure the length of your pants.
但因为时间很赶。
But because he was rushed for time,
所以他做了西装就带回来了。
He just made a suit and brought it home.
结果一试之下，裤子比较长。
When he tried it on, the pant length was too long.
这个老先生啊，就想说明天一早要出门。
And this elderly man thought, tomorrow morning I have to leave very early.
那我哈，我看啊，我叫我的女儿帮我剪一下好了。
I'm gonna ask my daughter to cut it for me.
他就说，孩子啊。
And so,
爸爸明天一早要出门哦，这裤脚比较长，你帮我剪一下。
And so he told his daughter, "Oh, I have to leave early tomorrow, so can you just cut the pant length for me?"
他交代好以后就躺下去了。
And so after he said it, he went to lay down.
但是躺到一二十分钟又爬起来。
And after 10-20 minutes, he got up again.
想说啊，我这个女儿也是很忙。
He thought, "Oh, my daughter is so busy."
我看哦，我交代我的老伴好了。
So I will ask my spouse instead.
就跟老伴讲，跟他妻子说了。
And he told his wife, saying,
说老伴啊，我明天要出门呢，很早哦。
I have to leave very early tomorrow morning.
孩子忙哦。
And the children are very busy.
我看你帮我那个裤脚剪一下哦，不要那么长。
Just cut the length of my pants.
结果这个老先生又躺下去了。
And then the elderly man just went to lie down again.
躺了二三十分钟又爬起来。
And after 20-30 minutes, he rose up again.
想说哦，还是交代媳妇好了。
Maybe it's better to ask the daughter-in-law.
又跑去交代他的媳妇。
And he said he went to his daughter-in-law.
说哦，媳妇啊， 你帮我那个裤脚剪一下。
And he said, can you?
我明天一早就要出门了呢。
Cut the length of my pants because I have to go out early tomorrow morning.
他想说有交代就好了，就躺下去。
And he said, well, I've told somebody, and so it's okay, I can lie down.
结果一躺就睡着了啦。
And so after he laid down, he went to sleep.
他的女儿想说，爸爸一辈子那么辛苦，交代我一件小事，所以他就把他的裤脚就剪了。
And so,
剪好了就吊起来了。
And so the daughter said, oh, my father has worked so hard his whole life, and so if he's going out to wear the suit, I will cut it for him. So
she cut it. 他的老伴也想哦，老伴那么爱他哦，所以他交代的事情总是要把他做好啊。
And so the wife said that since my husband loves me so much and he asked me to cut this thing, so his pants, so I'll cut it for him.
所以他的妻子也把他剪了一下。
And so the wife cut the pants as well.
结果就吊在那个房间那里。
And she hung it in the room.
她的媳妇家事做完了，孩子都把她打点去睡觉了。
And so the daughter-in-law finished cleaning up the house, and the children were sleeping.
才想到说，哇，我还有一件事没有做。
And she thought, oh, there's one more thing I forgot to do.
我公公哦，说明天要出门，那个西装裤太长啊。叫我跟他剪短一点。
My father-in-law had to leave early tomorrow morning, so I need to go cut hem his pants for him.
所以他媳妇也帮他公公的裤子拿过来，也剪短了一截了。
And so the daughter-in-law took the father-in-law's pants and also hemmed it a little bit.
结果一早，他要出门了。
And so early the next morning, the old elderly man had to get and leave.
结果这个老先生哈。穿起来的时候，哇，怎么这么短
？And so when the elderly man put on his suit pants, he said, "Why is it so short?"
在这个膝盖小腿之间呢、啊、
？And it was in past his knees.
后来他想，哎呀，对我昨天晚上交代三个人。
And he said, "Last night I asked three people."
但是也是要出门啊。
But I still have to leave.
所以他还是穿出去了。
And so he wore it anyway.
啊，人家就问他了。
And so someone asked him.
说老先生啊，你这个西装裤怎么这么短？
How come your pants are so short?
他说你不懂。
And he says you don't understand.
这个是最新流行的老爷裤哎。
He says this is the fashionable pants for the elderly.
啊，听说老爷裤是这样来的。
And so I heard this is how elderly pants are come from.
这个膝盖跟小腿之间的。就是老爷裤。
And so these are pants that are worn up until between your knees and calves.
但是老爷裤是这样来的。
And so this is how elderly pants come from.
当然这是或许人编的故事。
And it's possible that this is made up story.
但是它告诉我们什么？
But what does it tell us?
有些人他讲话比较啰嗦。
Some people, they tend to
交代一个人就好了，交代三个人。
You only need to ask one person, not three.
但是事情已经做好了。
But since it's already been done,
你要埋怨谁？
Who are you going to complain to?
你只有埋怨自己啊。
You can only complain to yourself.
你不能怪你的妻子，也不能怪你的女儿。
You can't blame your daughter, you can't blame your spouse.
也不能怪你的媳妇啊。
You can't blame the daughter-in-law.
她还是爱你的。
They all love you.
那你能做什么？
What can you do?
你感谢她。
You can only thank them.
那你就想到说，这个裤子也很好看啊。
And then you think, oh, these pants look so good.
是流行的老爷裤啊。
It's fashionable elderly pants.
有时候你要从心里哦，去想到我是不是有做的不完美的地方。
And we have to think in our hearts, are there anything that we haven't done well?
但是我再去想，我怎么样能够做的比较完美。
But what can we do better?
我总不能跟人家计较啊。
I cannot always argue with others.
我们要学习的是饶恕别人。
But we need to learn to have compassion on others.
不是他对我不好。
It is not that they don't treat us well.
是我没有做得更好。
But I have not done better.
所以心里才会平安啊。
And so in our hearts we will have peace.
所以要存完全的心。
And so we need to have a perfect heart.
行完全的道。
And to do a perfect way.
我们再看提摩太前书。
We look at 1 Timothy.
提摩太前书第三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15.
三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
这里保罗说在神的家当怎样行。
And here Paul tells us how we ought to conduct ourselves in the house of God.
这个家是永生神的教会。
And this is the church of the living God.
是真理的柱石和根基。
It is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
今天我们看到一个家。
And today when we look at a home,
教会也是神的家。
The church is also the house of God.
基督徒有三个家。
And a Christian has three homes.
有你地上的家。
It is your home on earth.
有教会神的家。
It has the church.
也有将来天上更美的家。
And we also have a heavenly home.
那今天我们的家。
And so today our home.
在美国。
Is in the United States.
或者在其他地区。
Or it may be in other areas.
你有自己的家，有孩子的家。
And you have your own home and you have your children's home.
也有父母的家。
And you have the home of your parents.
这是地上的家。
And these are all homes on this earth.
那教会是神的家。
And then the church is the house of God.
你也要看守。
And you need to guard it.
圣经说我们要做一个补破口、修路径的人。
And so, the Bible says that we must watch out for any footholds or any gaps.
这个家你要看守啊。
And so we need to guard this house.
看，以赛亚书。
We look at Book of Isaiah.
27章。
Isaiah chapter 27.
以赛亚书27章。
Isaiah chapter 27.
第三节。
Verse 3.
这边说神是看守葡萄园的。
And so it says that the Lord keep the vineyard.
教会是神同在的地方。
That the church has the abidance of God.
但是我们是跟神同工。
But we work with God.
我们要尽我们的本分。
That we need to fulfill our duty.
要浇灌也要看守。
That we need to water it and we need to keep it.
免得有人损害。
Lest anyone hurt it.
所以圣经告诉我们
And so the Bible tells us,
保罗他曾经说
Paul once told us,
我为教会挂心的事压在我身上
that his concerns for the church weigh heavily on him.
有谁软弱不软弱
Who is weak and who is not weak?
有谁跌倒不着急
Who is not concerned for those who have fallen?
所以我们要看守这个葡萄园
And so we need to keep this vineyard.
教会是一个属灵的葡萄园
And so the church is a spiritual vineyard.
我们都要为教会的圣工来祷告。
We need to pray for the holy work of the church.
为福音的兴旺来齐心努力。
And we need to be diligent for the sake of the gospel.
把教会的事放在心上。
That we need to place the matters of the church in our hearts.
我们看以西结书。
And if we look at the book of Ezekiel.
以西结书44章。
Ezekiel chapter 44.
以西结书44章
Ezekiel chapter 44
第五节
Verse 5
好你念
Verse 5 And the Lord said to me Son of man, mark well See with your eyes and hear with your ears All that I say to you concerning all the ordinances of the house of the Lord And all its laws Mark well who may enter the house And all who go out from the sanctuary
这边讲到说神只是这个以西结啊。
And so here it says that God commanded Ezekiel.
说这个神殿中的法则典章。
And so regarding the ordinances of the house of God.
这里有讲到你要放在心上。
And all of the ordinances and laws you need to place in your hearts.
用眼睛看，用耳朵听。
That you need to mark well with your eyes and hear with your ears.
眼睛看就是要去观察了。
And so when we mark well with our eyes, it means that we need to observe it.
耳朵听就是要了解了。
And when we hear with our ears, we need to understand it.
所以教会要有访问、关怀、辅导。
And so the church needs to have visitation counseling.
就像箴言27章23节。
And just as it says in Proverbs chapter 27,
说你要详细知道你的羊群。
And it is that we ought to know and understand our sheep.
你要留心料理你的牛群。
And so we need to be diligent for the state of our flocks and attend to our herds.
那为什么要详细知道？
And so why do we need to be diligent in knowing?
为什么要留心料理？
And why do we need to attend?
有谁软弱，我不软弱。
Who is weak?
有谁跌倒，我不着急。
And who is not concerned for those who fall?
你用眼睛看，用耳朵听。
That you need to mark well with your eyes and hear with your ears.
再把它放在心上。
And then you place it in your hearts.
我们要去修理，要去看守。
And we need to fix, we need to build and guard.
也要去浇灌。
And we need to water.
那相信我们有这个心。
And if we have these hearts,
能够为教会同心合意,
and,
恳切祷告,
we are, pray, for the church in one accord.
那我们这个教会神的家,
and the church, which is the house of God,
我们所行所做的,
and all that we say and all that we do,
就能够得神的喜悦,
may find favor in the eyes of God.
那我们也求主, 能够, 坚固我们的信仰,
and so we ask God to, guard our faith.
让我们能够保守我们起初的信心
that we may hold on to that our initial faith
能够在基督里面有份
that we may have a portion in Christ Jesus
所以建造不是只有外在也有内在
and so when we build up it is not only the outward
有硬体也有软体
but also the inward there is hardware and there is software
我们人的本分的建造
And there is our portion, our own
building of our portion,
and also the portion of God.
那我们要从个人的灵修开始。
And we need to start from our own individual spiritual cultivation.
来看守我们的心。
And we need to guard our hearts.
坚固我们的信仰。
And to guard our faith.
我们也要重视我们的家庭。
And we need to place great emphasis on our families.
跟关心我们的教会。
And also show concern for our church.
家庭如果坚固。
And if our families are secure, are stable,
这个教会也是坚固的,
then the church is also stable.
家庭如果是破碎的,
if the family is broken,
这个教会也是破口,
then there is a gap in the church.
所以我们要求主保守我们,
and so we need to ask God to help us.
让我们每个家庭都是蒙恩,
and that all
蒙爱蒙福的,
that we all may be called to the grace of God and love one another.
那我们也能够看到教会大家都能够与神同工
and so that for the sake of God, the entire church can work with one another.
为福音来齐心努力
and that we may be diligent for the sake of the gospel.
我们一起来唱诗
and so let's all rise up and sing a hymn.
394首
394.